from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Coming up on Thursday, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9 after a disappointing evening for the Boston Red Sox, in which they are walked off in a series that I believe is, I hate saying it, but do or die, Wiggy, do or die. I mean, now you're 4.5 back on that third wild card spot. And the Royals don't seem to be doing you any favors.
No.
Currently.
And excuse me, I look at... It's not just this series alone, but I feel like they have to get on one of them heater streaks in order for, you know, I think people like me to kind of get back in on it, because I feel like they're going the other direction.
But when you say heater streak, it's the issue that a lot of Red Sox fans, baseball Brett and others, identified before the break, which is that you can't count on your bullpen. You can't.
Right, but I mean, you made moves to shore it up a little bit.
They've had, since the break.
Yeah, I know.
They've blown 12 saves.
Right.
I mean, that's just, that's a pure, I know you want to blame Alex Cora, like he could go out there and close the game himself. That's pure, like, roster guys not being available that can go out and win these games for you.
Yeah, but you made up, like, before the trade deadline, it was more about, okay, are they going to make any moves? They made moves to add to the bullpen, add to the rotation, add to the pitching staff. It's just that the guys haven't performed. So if you can't blame front office for not doing what they were supposed to do.
Well, you can, because maybe they just didn't pick the guys that necessarily are working out. So it does kind of go back to that.
Well, no, that's like now you're...
You can say, oh, I made moves all you want. But
now
did
you're
you
moving
the
strike zone.
No, I'm not.
There you are.
I'm not. I'm just saying, if you're saying that they haven't performed, then that seems
to me... That
was actually
pretty good, Wiggy.
Well, but no, when this... Because you didn't like my moving the goalposts.
I know. I gotcha. No, right. I understand.
But when you think about when the trade deadline came and went, people were like, okay, they added some arms to that bullpen. People were excited about it. It's the guys that they brought in haven't performed well. That is more on the players who haven't performed well, and a small part on the manager to figure out why they're not performing well. I don't think it's on the front office. They brought in the guys. Guys just haven't performed well.
I think the issue is that you, and you're right in this, where people were saying, you know, do something at the deadline. Mm-hmm. And they did something.
Right.
But the problem is they didn't do enough, I think. And so, like, you're going to, like, look at the, if you look on the Subaru of New England text line, you got a 603 text saying that basically they did nothing at the trade deadline.
Right.
And so
that's because they want the, unless you go out and get Mariano Rivera, then they're like, ah, what have the Red Sox done? You know, it's.
There is a happy medium, but I think you're, Wiggy, you've been proven more accurate than I would like to admit mm-hmm. when it comes to Cora. Because if this is any other coach in Boston, the coach is getting at least some of the blame.
Right.
With the Red Sox, Cora is completely absolved.
Right.
It's almost never discussed.
But he's been
discussed.
Managing out, like, I disagree. He's been managing out of his A this season. I mean, they have more stolen bases than, you know, any Red Sox team has ever had. He's got young guys that he's able to somehow, has been able to somehow mm-hmm. get them to play above what you would think they're going to play above.
Okay.
I don't put the bullpen, the arm, the durability of the bullpen arm on Alex Cora.
No, but you put the poor performance on the front office. I never hear you criticize Sweeney for the performance of Hampus Lindholm.
Yeah, no, I blame it on the player in that case.
And you blame it on the player and the coach at
and
times.
And Monty gets some crap.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying is, like, granted it wasn't like an elite closer where your expectations were this guy's going to come in. You brought in guys, and then those guys haven't performed well. So that should be on the players and some of it being on the manager, just like it is for every other team around here. When, you know, when we look at it, we don't criticize Brad Stevens on the performance of whatever player shows up.
We've criticized Bill Belichick in the past, though, for bringing in players that then don't pan out. So it's
he's the GM.
Okay, but still, at the same time, what are you going to do? Are you going to talk about front office? Or are you going to talk about...
You criticize Bill, the GM.
Yes, correct.
But you should criticize Bill, the GM.
There are a lot of fans out there that are criticizing Craig Breslow in the front office, saying that they didn't do enough, that they didn't bring in the right players. So you saying, well, the players just haven't panned out there, so you should blame the players, then you should say the same thing about Bill Belichick, the GM, when the players don't pan out for the Pats.
I never criticize Bill, the GM.
People criticize Bill, the GM pretty consistently.
People, but I look at Bill, the GM, and I go, okay, he's made some mistakes, but he's made a lot of good moves in the sense of some of the players that when he was here that he brought in. It's just, you know, the Red Sox have and this is where I kind of defend the Red Sox a little bit, is they have a way bigger or a way smaller margin of error when it comes to ownership in the front office than any other team in the area. And they're just second behind the Patriots when it comes to championships, being a team that's consistently spending in the top 10, top 5 in payroll, and they still get criticized.
They're not in the top 5 payroll-wise right now.
Not right now.
And at the end of the season, they are going to be, they're going to fall much lower than they have.
Than they usually have. But they're consistently.
They're like bringing in, like their answer right now is to bring in a guy in the form of Rich Hill,
mm-hmm.
who is at risk for confusing the gas pedal with the brake and running into a Walgreens. I mean, he's like 75, Rich Hill, no relation.
Well, like, no, I get it, like, but they're always
you're
great.
You're just both old. That's the only
Dale here.
That's the only. That's it.
Other than this year, and I believe it was last year. This year they're going to be somewhere around 11. Last year they were 12. Prior to that, they were sixth when it came to payroll. And before that, they were always in the top five. I get they've changed their philosophy a little bit, but they're still in the, you know, the top portion of the league. When you look at some of these other teams, we talk about the Patriots. They're always in the bottom when it comes to spending money.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's about, and you, and this is where I think you're a hypocrite.
Oh no.
Because
you're going to love this here.
Does this have to do with the mignonette dress?
No, it doesn't have to do with the mignonette, but it has to do with his boy and our boy, Wick. Ooh. What did he say? Be happy for Wick, what Wick's brought you. 2 championships, 20 years. Be happy for that. But when we say that about John Henry and the Red Sox.
It's recency bias because the Celtics just won.
Yeah.
Tell you, Wiggy, you're on one today. You're making points.
I mean, granted, it's been, you know, however many years since the Red Sox have won. But
I mean, by any measure, the Red Sox ownership of John Henry has been more successful than the Celtics with Wick.
Right, but we don't talk about that.
Right.
But when it
You just did.
No, but I do. When it came to Wick, it was like, be happy for the man. He's got you 2 chips.
Why are you so spoiled?
Right, what are you so spoiled about? The guy's got 2 chips.
Well, I'm guessing that you're going to feel that same way about Bezos.
Just keep winning chips, man. Like, I think Wick has done
Somebody was asking in the Twitch chat earlier, is the new arena going to be half a Celtics arena, half Amazon warehouse? Like, how do they do that?
No. I mean, they could. I think they could rip up the Amazon warehouse right where the movie theater would be in Revere and build an arena there.
Greg, you know when the tip would be?
What's that?
Prime time.
They could put it on top of the Amazon building in Seaport.
I don't want Bezos to own the basketball team. Not interested. The man he's a very good businessman.
Right.
But he is running around the world on some kind of a super yacht.
Okay.
He's not engaged.
Yeah, I want somebody.
He is, actually.
He's not going to be engaged. I mean, he is engaged, but he's not going to be engaged in this endeavor.
I have a question, Greg. You did a whole soliloquy about the new way to see if you have a big member.
Yes.
What
you mean big nose, big hose? Yes.
You said it better than I could. So my question is, what does it say about the size of your penis if you have to go on a giant phallic-shaped rocket to outer space?
Exactly. And that's the guy who's
going to be
the owner.
And if he buys the team, I will destroy that cut.
Of the most storied franchise in the history of the NBA, in addition to the Lakers. Because
you know what guys like that do?
Red Auerbach's going to roll over in his grave.
You just talked to – Curtis just brought up those type of guys. Those type of guys – they got deep pockets, and they want to always win the peeing competition. So can you imagine the arena that Bezos builds? Can you imagine?
Good point.
Can you imagine how much money he spends on that basketball team?
Where is the city going to let it be built?
I had to find
like, have you
what
paid
if he
attention?
Built a new city?
Like, are you familiar with the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that she's going to allow Jeff Bezos to come in here and build some kind of a giant electricity guzzling arena in the city and
you know
in
why?
In a reasonable amount of time?
You know why? Because he's going to go, I'm going to pick up the bill, and guess what? To help with infrastructure, here's $100 million. And she'll be like, okay.
Under on a month after Bezos buys the Celtics that Greg tries to slide his way in to get courtside tickets.
I go under.
I go
he's
going to
be like, oh, Jeff, I have been rooting for you.
I want nothing to do with that guy.
Oh. Jeff, I love the Washington Post. No, it's one of the best periodicals.
He could ask me to sit courtside with him, and I would be like, sorry.
Mm.
Busy.
Okay.
I bet you if he buys
Jackson, if you know how to roll tape, grab that.
I'm Bezos.
Bezos?
Busy. Bezos.
I bet you if he buys the team, it'll be within a week that he'll already be talking about the new arena.
Yeah.
If he remembers even where it is, he's not even going to be from here.
So what? Who cares? That's how most owners are.
Especially
in today's world. I mean, how many owners are there, like, they're from that area, they're from that place, they, like, grew up, the whole craft, I was a season ticket holder. Most of these people just come, they're from other parts, and they want to be able to, you know, invest in a sports franchise.
Great point by Guy from the 413. Greg and Bezos can talk about the metaverse. That will be our first interview with them. You know,
he's not a metaverse guy.
Jeff, I've been trying to explain to these guys about metaverse.
That is
crypto.
No, that's Facebook. That's what's his
face. Doesn't the guy
Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg.
He's too busy doing martial arts now, Zuckerberg.
Doesn't the guy own the Eagles? Isn't he from here?
If you're
Jeff Lurie,
yeah,
Jeff Lurie's from here.
Okay, Greg,
if you're the Eagles,
no. I'm just saying that owners like you guys are always like, oh, they have to be from the fabric of the city.
It's a nice thing.
Gotta walk the streets, you know, and say, hey, when I was 12 years old, I remember playing basketball in the D Street Projects. No, as long as you're somebody who comes in and you're willing to, the guy owns Golden State. I think he's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Big in the Twitch chat is correct. He's going to push me down to number 147 when it comes to influential people in Boston.
Good point. I have a question, Greg. Given your status and the people you know, does Jeff Bezos negotiate? So, like, if he's buying a new car.
Yes.
Like, do you think he haggles?
Him personally?
Yeah.
Or probably has a team of lawyers. But when it comes down to the end, he probably says, you know what? If you could throw in some sort of a 5 months free rent or something,
right,
then I'll do the deal.
10 years, 100,000 miles.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they are going to make him pay $6 billion for it. That's
right.
The most amazing thing to me. Because otherwise, I think the caller, or maybe Curtis, I don't know who made the point earlier, but if he doesn't get a new arena, he's just going to go and buy one of the expansion teams that the NBA wants $6 billion for, and there's two of them.
Ain't nobody spending $6 billion to buy the Celtics and not saying we're going to be able to build an arena very quickly. So
what do you define very quickly in the city of Boston?
I would say
they needed 1,000 permits to do the NHL, the New Year's Day game at Fenway.
3 to 5 years.
But wait, Greg, didn't the city or the state, I'm not sure which one, present an offer to Amazon to have their headquarters here?
Yes.
Yes.
So why wouldn't they just reinstate that but have it for both
the
basketball
teams?
Maybe
they will.
Team?
I think there are interests in the city that have a place where they have concerts all summer long. And they're not going to want the competition from another building.
I'm sorry. We put the T in the C. Their family can't run the city in that way, no matter how hard they try.
I didn't realize his net worth.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
What's the number? 200?
$195.7 billion.
Yeah.
He's going to buy it for six, and then Wiggy's right. He's going to be like, here's $100 million,
right,
and then I'm also going to fund the entire arena. It's going to be up in the seaport. It's going to be gorgeous.
Right.
195.
Yeah, how much do you think he was worth?
I don't know. I was thinking like 10.
No, what?
Yeah, I mean, $6 billion is a rounding error for him.
Wow.
Because whoever buys it, and Greg, if you're saying the NBA is pushing for $6 billion, they got to know, okay, it's probably what? At least $1 billion for a new arena.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to come in and front that type cash or at least have that type of net worth. Bezos is like, yeah, here's your $6 billion. Here's my billion to build the arena. And guess what, man? Well, here's $100 million for you to, you know, add some more gray bikes.
All right, we're behind. And Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox dropped their first against the Astros last night. They've got another one in Houston tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Patriots players are off today. This week is being treated as a game week leading up to Sunday's preseason finale. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
63 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, partly cloudy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
72.
It's the Greg Hill Show with Courtney Cox.
I like grape soda too, though.
I mean, they're all good, but yep. Sunkissed, by the way, was like the least healthy too. It was like 300 calories for a can.
Grape soda, pretty good too.
Not grape. That's what he just
I
said.
Like. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. On WEEI.
And Foyer coming up at 10. This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, the thing about... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, now we can. Hello? What's up?
The thing about Brady saying that football's easier now or dumbed down, I think he's crazy because kids are learning so much more earlier. Quarterbacks are going to quarterback coaches, receivers are going to receiver camps. I've been to some camps with NFL players and NFL coaches. You can never run the 46 zone. You can't run the single wing, the double wing, and all this other stuff. It's way more advanced now than it was back. And then Brady was complaining about the number changes and stuff. Remember that, Wiggy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First off, you should know who's eligible by position. And if a safety comes down, it's a different number than a linebacker. What difference does it make? There's a player there.
Well, yeah, I don't know if his complaint was as much. He wasn't complaining about the game being, well, I guess he was complaining about the game being dumbed down. He was more talking about the rush to start a rookie and about the way, but his trajectory was different than Drake May's trajectory. Drake May was a number three pick. Tom Brady was a seventh round pick. Nobody thought would start, most likely. So I
would tell Tom back in that era, there was a guy that you were backing up. Guess what? He started and was thrown in there as a rookie in Drew Bledsoe. So, you know, the days of, you know, not like sitting.
Well, you said earlier you think Tom Brady is turning into the old man yelling at clouds. The game was harder when I played it.
And I agree with him. The pro game is dumbed down. High school, I would say that that game is more advanced.
Some coaches, it's very difficult
to
grasp.
You know what, Greg? You can let it fly for a second.
It takes a while to figure the high school game out.
Second year, you always do better.
Anyway, you had a young team.
That was it.
Freshman quarterback.
Yes. And the refs were really against you.
Yeah. Watch. They'll be good this year. Watch. Yeah. I mark my words. And I'll be helping out every now and then.
Wiggy will be like Jeff Rickard is with this show.
But the pro.
Wow, the offense looks great. Congrats, coach.
The pro game is dumbed down because the college game is dumbed down in the sense of, like, college teams don't huddle no more. Everything's done from the sideline. You just basically, you look over there. There's no real, like, and they're making decisions. The coaches are basically making decisions for you right up until the pre-snap and looking at coverages and that kind of thing. Whereas the game used to be in the huddle, looking for this, looking for that as far as the pro level. And that's why I think Tom's saying is that part of it is dumbed down.
But do you think they dumb it down because the quarterbacks, or it doesn't have to be position specific, guys coming out of college are unable to grasp the way it was?
No, because I think in college they want to do everything for the guys. So, like, in college, they basically, they're saying, okay, after the play, go to the line of scrimmage. Everybody line up, and we'll call the formation. You line up here. Look at us. We're going to give you.
Okay, so doesn't the Tom's comments, which we played earlier, and the caller is referencing during they said it, where he says you don't have to start a rookie, and maybe you shouldn't start a rookie his first year. Don't they make sense then, if that's the way guys are coming out of college? Somebody doing everything for them?
But the game has changed, though, in the NFL, where it's like now you don't have as much time with these guys.
That's the point, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. And not to disagree with my hero, but the way in which the NFL and the Players Association have negotiated the last couple CBAs is that the owners, instead of giving the players more money, have given them more time off. And that's really, from my perspective, what's most damaged the product offensively in the NFL, which is
like
not
no
enough
double sessions, no hitting till whatever, no pads till whatever.
I mean, like, Belichick, when he was talking with McAfee, spoke about Brady's desire to play in the preseason and Brady's quick ascension from the rookie until his fourth year because he practiced late. He was there early. He was throwing to everybody.
Right.
That stuff is all gone.
Well, that is what Gerard Mayo said yesterday about Drake May. One of the first guys in there, one of the last to leave, Curtis.
I mean, I think he should wear number 12.
I mean, we used to, and I, like, now I'm sounding like Brady, what we used to do. But we used to watch so much film. We had two-a-day practices. Training camp was like 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying. The game has changed. But that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
So the game has changed.
But was the game better
when
you were playing it?
The players were more, what's the word I'm looking for? They were more knowledgeable about the game of football and situational football.
Right, they were more meticulous in their detail.
They knew, like, okay, be alert for this, be alert for that. What were we talking about, Courtney? You might have brought this up. And it was like last year, and it was in the Super Bowl when one of the guys go, oh, I didn't even know.
The rule change.
Yeah, the rule changed.
Yeah.
He was like, oh,
for overtime.
We get the ball too? Yeah. So I think that's what Tom's saying. When you start to look at how the game is today, a lot of these guys, they're not as their football acumen is not what it used to be like because you practice more. You went through every scenario, every situation.
I mean, I will say I think the new kickoff rule is an example of dumbing the game down or making the game easier.
Well, that's just more of a protection thing than.
Do you like it, though?
I don't mind it because you'll get more kickoff returns. Did you
how is that protecting players?
The collision,
the rate of a guy running down the field is really
the collision distance is what, 5 yards versus
is that gonna make a difference?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll stand you five yards away from this wall, run up against it.
I don't like violence.
Or versus start at the end of the hallway and run 30 yards down full speed and then hit the wall. So, yeah, the collision distance is different. But I think that's what Tom is saying.
Yeah.
That these guys don't even know, like, the rules. They don't know the situations.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom Brady with interesting comments about what should be done in today's NFL with a rookie quarterback like the one that the New England Patriots have.
Yep.
And you can talk about that quarterback and that football team all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Make a habit of it.
The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Jackson, I believe we ran out of time, and I owe an audio eulogy to that guy, Greg Kinn, who really had two hits. That one, the breakup song. Anybody know what the other one was? I bet Jackson does.
I do.
You do, Curtis?
Yep. Hotel California.
No, not nope. Hotel California. Anybody?
Was he, no.
Huh? Was he in another band? Or was that nope. the only band
he
was in?
He had another solo top 40 hit.
I don't know.
I think I know it.
But
Waterfalls.
No.
No.
Good song.
Wiggy, do you know it?
I have no clue.
Jeopardy, Our Love's in Jeopardy. Ooh, Baby. You don't know that one?
No, I'd have to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. But he passed Big away. Hit. Sadly passed away last week. So sad news. Good news. We would like to buy you lunch or dinner at Time Out Market Boston. They are celebrating their 5th year anniversary. And to mark that occasion, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will get to enjoy lunch or dinner with a guest on us at Time Out Market Boston. So, and Courtney, there's you know, you can ignite your nights over at Time Out Market Boston. Do you know what they have going on right now at night?
I do not.
Yes, you do. It's a Latin themed event.
Oh, yes. It's the Buenos Noches.
You're close. You're warm.
Yeah,
I mean, it is a Noche Latina.
Yeah, Buenos Noches.
Buenos Noches. Yeah. Buenos Aires, I believe, is how you also
that's
say.
Good morning.
That's good morning to Courtney. So that happens every Sunday at 6. And it is Fenway's biggest salsa and bachata dance party. And so
so that's how you say it, bachata.
I believe. I did not take Spanish. I took French.
Because you were saying bachata.
The love language.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was bachata.
I can I can say a few things in French, one of which is, where is the library?
Okay.
Où est la bibliothèque?
All right.
And I can also ask how old you are. Quel âge est-il would be the way one would say.
Sound
that.
Very fluent.
Yep, that's important for Greg.
Yes. Good one, Curtis. Good one, Curtis.
You set that up like a spike.
I know.
God.
Denada.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
How you doing, guys? Calling you out here from the desert outside of Vegas.
Oh.
Just want to let you know what they do with the phones out here.
With the what?
Don't know if you guys are
with what?
The phones with the kids.
Oh, okay. Back to my lead. So my lead at 6:30 or 7 this morning was that the school district in Methuen, Massachusetts, has implemented a no cell phone policy at all in school, and some parents are upset about that. Go ahead. Yes, Bill.
So basically, a couple of years ago, some of the concert venues out here for Bruno Mars, for Kevin Hart, stand up. They started giving you bags when you went in to put your phones in.
Yes.
You couldn't use them. So this year, Clark County School District, which is one of the worst in the country, actually had a great idea. They give the kids a signal blocker bag with Velcro on it. They can't use it during the day except at lunch. No. So you can't get calls in or calls out. But if there is an emergency, the kids can open it when they need it. If they get caught with it, they lose their phone.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. That's the similar thing that I mentioned is done at the school my daughter teaches at in East Boston, middle school. So similar thing.
Right. But most of the stuff takes place in the hallway. So if you're giving it to them once they leave the classroom, and I don't know if they're doing that in East Boston, if it's – I just think when you get every
What do you mean most of the stuff happens in the hallway? The issue with learning is that they are looking stuff up that's not related to school while they're being taught, essentially. But
most kids have tablets. So I was thinking if the kid got to his homeroom period, which we all had – gives the teacher the phone, and then at the end of the day, when the kid goes back to the homeroom period to leave school, she gives the phone back. To me, that's the way I would do it. So now the phone is in your homeroom, locked away. You give it, and then you get it when you leave school at the end of the day. And everybody's nice and happy. And if there's an issue, you lock down a room. The teachers have a cell phone, and they can call 911.
Well, the teachers have the cell phone anyway, so if there is an emergency,
right.
They could... Right. They can communicate on the cell phone.
Right, because sometimes when they say, all right, you can't use, they'll take them when you go into class. Then once the kid gets it and he's in the hallways or in the bathroom, that's where a lot of the stuff is happening anyways. That could be whether it's
bullying. We can't take the cell phones away from the teachers because they need to make sex tapes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's a good point.
Perfect ending.
Yeah, they got a hard job,
all
man.
Right, that'll do it. What a show today.
Yep, another good one.
Really? One.
10 out of 10.
What a show.
Bezos!
Please.
I'm loving the Bezos thing.
You want the new Celtics Arena to be by the casino. That's what you
want. I think that would be beautiful.
You want that spot instead of the Revolution Stadium. You want the new Celtics Arena over there by the casino.
Yeah, I think, you know.
Nah.
I don't go to many.
No?
I want Seaport.
What's the diff?
What's about 20 minutes for me?
I mean, 20 minutes. Now you sound like a spoiled brat. What's
I'm not a spoiled brat. I'm just saying.
I don't think we have room in the Seaport.
Yeah, you could.
Mm, not really.
Over by like where the New Balance is.
I wonder what their pet policy will be.
And you like the Seaport. Isn't that right on the water? So can't you just take a ferry to
Everett?
Yeah,
you can take a boat over to Everett.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, Celtic shuttle.
That'd be a good idea.
See? Amazon shuttle, excuse me.
That would be good investment.
Amazon shuttle. You could buy a package, some kind of a bundled package, which gives you Amazon Prime and four Celtics tickets and unlimited opportunity to download the interwebs, and it'll cost you $5,000 from Amazon.
That's perfect. All right.
And that will be, everything in the world someday is going to go through Amazon. You want Amazon? You want Bezos?
I like Amazon.
You want Bezos owning more? Oh, you like Amazon?
I mean, I use Amazon.
Yeah,
like,
why doesn't he just buy everything?
Well, guess what? That's what makes America great. When you get that
really?
Type of money.
Yeah. You think you get a good deal on things when one person owns everything? Or do you think the prices are
Amazon
inflated?
Amazon prices are pretty cheap.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're going up.
What do you buy on Amazon?
I just bought some... the little lights you put in your bathroom dimmers, we just flip them up and down. You plug them in. I bought this.
You live in a pre-done apartment
complex?
Yeah,
but night lights are
important.
No,
but the night light's the little one. So
what do you need a night light in your bathroom
Greg,
for? What
you
are you
should
free?
Have a night light.
I don't need a night light.
At your age,
you should.
I am fine. I get up. I go pee. I'm fine. I never fall over anything. I'm fine.
You should be traveling with one.
No,
so at
I
your
don't
hotel.
Need a night light. A night light is for a toddler.
For when you go in the bathroom at nighttime and you just flip the dimmer.
I think you get them because you're trying to do weird sex things.
Oh,
that's like your thing.
But they have those. They have now. Everybody uses those type of cool little lights.
Yeah.
They have these ones I just got, magnets, where you can put them under your island.
Oh, that's cool.
And they can kind of, they light up, and then when you want to take them off, you just magnetize and you put them on the charger.
Wiggy wants Amazon to own everything so he can buy the clapper.
Clapper was a great invention.
Greg, clapper was not a great invention.
Greg, be honest. You did a bit with the clapper on your show at some point.
We probably did. I'm sure we did. All right. We got to go. Back tomorrow at 6. Gresh and Foyer next. Thank you for your patronage.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.